North Coast Mazda. You got Muffy in the morning.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 12th of May at 6:05, and you got Muffy in the morning. 133353 is our number. If you want to give us a call, you can. If you want to send an email, you can do that as well. Muffy@MMM.com.au or Facebook, Triple M Coffs Coast, is where you'll find us there. We've got an update from the EPA, the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority, about biomass and the Coffs Harbour City Council and the TIP. We'll share that with you a little bit later on in the program this morning. I hear Maddie talking about the opening of UK Parliament. Queen Elizabeth has been there to open it. In fact, it's her first public appearance since the death of her husband, Prince Philip. And I tell you what, she's a fighter, isn't she? She just looks amazing for 95. And there she was sitting there. And, you know, I often think, I wonder what's going through her mind while she's sitting there in Parliament going, oh, I prefer to be at home knitting. I'd prefer to be doing this right now, but here I am doing my duty. Obviously, she would speak much more eloquently than I. China's population has grown at its slowest pace in decades, according to data released by the government. I guess it means that that social distancing during COVID has really worked, hasn't it? You know, people aren't doing the... Anyway, a weather warning, just so you're aware, because the forecast, as you heard, very high chance of showers this morning and this afternoon, and possibly even the chance of a thunderstorm. Now, we're only going to get up to about 22 degrees today. We're sitting on 15 at the moment, but there is a severe thunderstorm warning at the moment for heavy rainfall. This is for the northern rivers, and it's heading our way as well, we're told. Severe thunderstorms likely to produce heavy rainfall that may lead to flash flooding. Now, the warning areas over the next couple of hours: Lismore, Tweed Heads, Moorwallumbah, Byron Bay, Ballina and Kyogle. So it's up that way. And word is it could come down our way with a bit of rain a little bit later on. Official sunrise, 6:23 this morning. We'll knock off with sunset at 5:04 this afternoon. And then it's lights out at 5:29. Well. We've got a very, very big announcement for the Coffs Coast right now. I tell you what, you're going to be glad that you're up. You're going to be glad you're up this early in the morning at 6:07, because we can tell you that Triple M presents Paul Kelly performing at the Hoey Moey Thursday, the 12th of August. That's, look, it's the 12th of May. And I tell you, there's a lot of 12s here. It's Thursday, the 12th of August at the Hoey Moey. We tell you about it on the 12th of May, and tickets go on sale, you guessed it, 12 o'clock on Thursday, May 20. Obviously, the 20 bit lets us down a little, from frontiertouring.com. But this is fantastic. How good is this going to be? What a man. Paul Kelly, all those songs. You know, what was that from St Kilda to King's Cross? We could get him to do, what do you reckon, from Boambi to Moonee. I wonder if he would do that for us. Probably not. But anyway, this is going to be a wonderful show. Triple M presents Paul Kelly live at the Hoey Moey Thursday, August 12. Tickets on sale noon, Thursday the 20th of May at frontiertouring.com. But, see, this is why you're going to be glad that you're up right now. Why, you say? Because I've got a double pass right now to give away. Look at the phones go. 133353. Give us a call. You don't have to do anything other than call us to get the first tickets in town to Paul Kelly. Hello, Triple M.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. That's very formal, calling me Michael.
What's your name?
Who have we got there?
It's Craig.
Oh, Craig. Here you go, Craig.
Very well.
Hey, Craig. Aren't you glad that you're up early this morning listening?
Oh, nothing but up early.
Oh, very... Well, Craig, some good news as we ring the bell. You've got yourself a double pass to go and see Paul Kelly live at the Hoey Moey Thursday, August 12th, thanks to Frontier Touring and Triple M.
No, that's excellent. Thank you.
First tickets in town. Congratulations, mate.
Cheers, mate.
And look, I don't want to give away any secrets, but we may have more tickets to give away as well. To see Paul Kelly, presented by Triple M at the Hoey Moey, Thursday, the 12th of August. And like I said, tickets on sale midday, Thursday, May 20, at frontiertouring.com.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
This is Morphy in the Morning.
Hello, Triple M.
Who's that?
It's Morphy.
Morphy?
Yeah.
I was listening to Luke.
Yeah, but Luke's finished now.
No, it.
Luke finished at 5:30.
I thought it was 6 o'clock.
Nah, 5:30. Luke's done, and then you got me.
I think you're bullshitting me.
No. I'm serious. How many drinks you had this morning?
Oh, too many.
Obviously.
Moffy.
Yeah.
Can we hear? Oh bloody hell! I'm
No, not really.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What was that song by Ray Stevens? Jesus loves the little children. That one, that was...
No, you dag. Stop that. Where is the love?
I don't know.
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, the Black Eyed... I remember that song.
Well, for you, dag.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
I don't know how the f*** I've got on to you.
You called us.
No, they're b***ing me.
No,
mate.
You did. 133-53.
Yeah, but...
You have a good morning.
Bye-bye.
You got Muffy in the Morning.
Triple M. On this day, solar powered by Solar Bright. Talk to your coughs rep today. Triple M.
G'day, it's Muffy. Today is May 12. In 1967, Jimi Hendrix released Are You Experienced? It introduced us to Purple Haze and Hey Joe.
Hey Joe, where you going with that gun of yours?
The 12th of May was also a big day for the Rolling Stones. In 1965, they released Satisfaction.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Then in 1972, they released their album Exile on Main Street, which gave us this. In 1980, Billy Joel introduced us to this one.
Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
And Lionel Richie went to number one in 1984 with
Hello.
The song was inspired by his shyness in the early years to talk to the ladies. 1998 saw Lenny Kravitz release his fifth album. Funnily enough, it was called Five. The album featured his first ever Grammy Award-winning hit, Fly Away.
Oh, oh, oh yeah! I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah.
Ian Dury was born on this day in 1942. He was 57 when he passed away.
If you give him a stick. Is good, say, fantastic. Hit me.
Another birthdays today. American singer-songwriter Burt Bacharach is 93. He co-wrote some of the biggest songs in history.
When you get caught between the moon and New York City.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
That's what friends are for.
Steve Winwood is 73 today. Billy Squire is 71.
Give me the business all night long.
And Bill Shorten is 53 today.
He had this frustrating ability on occasion, just when you were really frustrated with a particular decision he might have made, to do something unexpected and generous and personal. And I explained this conundrum of his frustrating behaviour. He just smiled at me and said, I'm sure I'll frustrate you again. And he did.
And it all happened today, the 12th of May.
Triple M.
What about this? Qantas is offering passengers an unparalleled view of the next supermoon event later this month. Remember the time when it used to just be a full moon or no moon or a blue moon? Or you'd be seeing a bus go past and someone... Anyway, now Qantas are doing actual flights so you can see the moon. Wouldn't you be a little bit... You'd be annoyed if you got on the wrong side of the plane. You know, you go up there and there's like... Dun, 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 dun. Hello, this is your captain speaking. I don't know why he's sounding American and like someone out of, you know, Captain was weird. But could you just imagine it, though? If you have a look out the left-hand window, you'll see the moon. And then there's poor old Jim Weber from the sales team here, 67-year-old, spent all his hard-earned money on this flight, only to find out he's sitting on the right-hand side. Poor bugger. Anyway, these things happen. It'll be departing from Sydney. The Boeing aircraft will take flight for 3 hours, climbing above any potential cloud cover. Captain Alex Pezzarini, who is a technical manager. See, even the managers are captains as well. That mean they can fly too? Or do they just give them that title, captain? Oh, captain, my captain. I don't know. But anyway, he says that's an incredible opportunity and that, I love this. He said the moon will be about 240 miles away, but the plane will be about 12 kilometres closer at 40,000 feet. Now, can we just convert miles into kilometres? So if I just go miles to kilometres converter, because I just want to see what the difference is between 240 miles and what 12 kilometres would be. Because, there we go, let's type in here, 12 kilometres. So there you go. So by being in the plane, you'll be an entire 7.4 miles closer to the moon than if you were standing on the ground.
Triple M.
Wayne's just sent me a message, and I guess you've got a point there, Wayne. He says they can turn the plane around so the other side can see. Valid point that you make, Wayne. Valid point that you make. Oh, yeah, see, this is it. Gordon says that's 240,000 miles, not 240 miles. Yeah, that's exactly right. You're right. So it's even, you know... See, I thought it was bad when you were only, you know, losing 7 miles. But now when you say that, I think I'll just stay firmly on the ground.
You got Moffy in the morning.
He owns that town, Moffy.
He's the mayor of Coffs Harbour.
Mm. Yep.
Singing I love Triple M.
This is another very good point. They said, bad luck if you're in the middle rows. Yeah, you'd see bugger all there, wouldn't you? We're talking about these Qantas flights. Qantas have announced that they're going to be, if you're just waking up and joining us, good morning. How are you going? Well, it's 12 to 7. You're running late. They're offering passengers an unparalleled view of the next supermoon event later this month with a flight that'll depart Sydney where the Boeing aircraft will take flight for 3 hours climbing above the clouds so you can see the moon. The sad part is that, oh, no, see, you can turn your phones on, can't you, now, when you're on the plane? I was going to say, it's not like you can take photos of it because you've got to have your phone off, but not the case. The New South Wales government insists it's helping regional areas of the state battling this mouse plague. Ray was talking about it yesterday. It's been going on for a while. I've got a mate of mine that was over there for months and months and was telling the story. I was talking to him one night. And he said, well, I'm sitting here, I've counted, sorry, I just had to think what word I said, about 5 or 6 mice. And there was one night where he was laying asleep in bed, and then all of a sudden one ran across his face. Oh, couldn't think of anything worse, really. Nothing worse than having something on my face. Anyway, but not only the mice destroying crops in the west and also the northwest, and, you know, areas like Tamworth, they're copping it. They're invading supermarkets, homes, schools, even hospitals, and stories of patients being bitten. But what about this? You know, desperate for help, there was a delegation of farmers and CWA members that travelled to Sydney to Parliament House, and not one government MP apparently was available to listen. Not one. Where was the say, what was his name, Kevin Anderson or whatever, the bloke out there from Tamworth, where was he? If it was a sitting week, wouldn't all the MPs have been there, you would think? Anyway, the Farmers Association boss, Peter Arkell, says that they need to be taken seriously and need funding for baiting. Yeah, some of the politicians probably need, but anyway, let's not go into that. It's International Nurses Day too today, by the way, just in case you were wondering. The work of nurses and midwives through the COVID pandemic's being recognised on International Nurses Day. Look, the reality is that, you know, we should be thankful for the work that the nurses and midwives and stuff do every day. But, of course, many were redeployed to support the virus response and still are being so. So today in particular, we say thank you to all our frontline workers and our nurses.
This is Triple M.
Triple M.
I'm feeling in a cheeky mood today. I don't know why. I had chicken for breakfast on bread, and I had a coffee, and I've had two bottles of water so far. Water. Sorry, there's a T and a D. And I feel in a cheeky mood. I don't know why. The Coffs Coast Growers Markets are on again tomorrow in the Coffs City Centre. Now, these are on every Thursday from 8 till 2. With local growers and makers, Rob's Big Salami. He goes along there with his tasty artisan small goods. You've got Sweet as Berries with their fresh blueberries and raspberries. I love raspberries. And what were those, the other ones? There was they stain your clothes. My grandmother used to have a tree at Lutwyche in Brisbane. And there was a song about them too. I can't remember. Anyway, it'll come to me or someone, if you can help us, thank you. And the native plants in abundance as well.
I love Triple M.
Hello, Triple M.
Hello, Monty.
Monty. Good morning.
Moffy.
Yeah.
That's all right. I've just got out of bed.
That's okay. Who's this?
It's June.
Oh, g'day, June. How are you going?
I'm going good.
That's good. How can I help you, June?
You're looking for mulberries.
That's the one.
Yeah, I know. I love them. My daughter's got a tree up near her balcony, and we stand there and just reach over and get them.
Yeah, because my grandma used to have a place at Lutwyche, and she had them there. And we'd go there, and it was Sunday lunch, and she'd have all the chips and the lollies and things like that in the containers with a tea towel over them, that by the time you go to eat the chips, they were stale because they'd been out since 9 o'clock that morning. And we'd go out in the backyard and pick the mulberries from the mulberry bush.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I tell you what, that's living, isn't it?
I reckon.
What was this, round and round the mulberry bush? La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the rest of it. Anyway, hey, June, thanks for helping us out.
That's okay.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I tell you, you people are very, very fast, aren't you? Nicole says, morning, Moffy. Mulberries, I think, is what you're thinking. Yes, you're right. What's this? Gordon says mulberries. Yes. And Dorothy, who's listening online on the Triple M app and the Listener app, you can download that too, by the way. Tell your friends all about it, LISTNR, and you can listen from anywhere in the world. Mulberries. I've got a tree in my front garden. Really? Fantastic. How you going, Dorothy? You back at work? Are you catching that bus? Is it the 150? I can't remember.
Moffy in the morning.
Let's spin the wheel. This is Triple M's birthday wheel.
Whereabouts on the Coffs Coast are you, Brian?
I'm just in at Coffs Harbour, mate.
Oh, yeah, mate. So you haven't got any rain there yet?
No, mate, no rain as yet.
No, well, it's looking like it might rain today. How's things going?
Yeah, good, mate.
It's kind of weird, though, to get a thunderstorm in the morning.
Yes, it is, mate. There was a certain amount of lightning and thunder and everything last night.
Yeah, incredible last night.
Yes.
All right, mate. How's the 5th of August?
The 9th, mate.
Oh, we were a couple of days off there, so can't give you that money. But you have a good day today, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Good on you, buddy. Bobby. Thanks for listening,
mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, another one loves me. Tell you, I can feel the love in the room. I can feel the love. Next, we'll be clapping hands above our heads and singing songs. Anyway, Yeah.
Could you imagine it?
Oh, here we go.
Please don't hit snooze. You got Muffy in the morning.
There's been a stack of messages going around the place that we've noticed over recent days from people talking about the tip and the smell. And it's probably one of the most talked about things going on at the moment. And I note yesterday that there was a couple of people commenting on social media websites saying that the EPA had notified complainants that the mystery smell source in the south of Coffs had been identified. It said the info is that council found a problem with the landfill, then that there was a crack in the clay seal, which had been allowing leaking of methane gas to occur before it reached the pipes of their methane burners. But we got in touch with the New South Wales Environmental Protection Authority yesterday, and because we wanted to clarify whether that was the case or not, or if it was just rumour going around. Well, they've come back to us and said, thanks for checking about that Facebook post. It isn't true. In fact, the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority had this to say, that the EPA is actively working with Coffs Harbour City Council and Biomass to help them to rectify the current odour issue and ease discomfort for nearby residents. Well, it's more than just nearby residents. It's, you know, all over Coffs Harbour. They go on to say, following an increase in the odour-related complaints since early April 2021, EPA officers have been conducting regular inspections of both the landfill waste facility and the waste treatment facility to identify what may be causing the offensive odours and work out what can be done to mitigate them. Coffs Harbour City Council and Biomass and Coffs Harbour City Council's landfill waste facility have committed to engaging industry experts to assess their operations to help pinpoint the cause of the odour in the Englands Road area. We've asked Council and Biomass for an interim report by the 14th of May, which is in 2 days' time, and for full reports by the 28th of May. Council and Biomass have advised the EPA that they expect to meet these timelines. The interim and final reports are expected to address all potential odour sources, assess actual odour sources, determine their cause, and recommend mitigation strategies. So we're really no closer than what we already knew, aside from that these independent reports will be back with interim reports in 2 days' time, and then the full report by the 28th of May. Now, as I said, in here, according to the EPA, Council and Biomass have advised the EPA they expect to meet these timelines. Well, let's hope that the EPA hold them to that. And let's hope that the council and Biomass do have the interim reports in by May 14 and do have the full reports in by May 28. And we will be making sure in 2 days' time that those interim reports have reached the desk of the EPA.
You got Muffy in the morning.
Now, we were talking earlier about the mulberries, and this from Kim. Hey, Muffy, it's mulberries that stain your clothes. I loved mulberry pie back in the day. The song you may be thinking about is Here We Go Around the Mulberry Bush. Yeah, I think that's the one. It's Round and Round the Mulberry Bush, da-da-da-da-da. I'm sure, isn't it? Anyway, you know what I should do? I should go on YouTube and see whether or not we can find the song. What about Siobhan? She's very exciting. Very excited. She said, you're joking. Because she's just found out, and if you're just waking up this morning, at 6 o'clock we announced the news that Triple M's presenting Paul Kelly live at the Hoey Moe. It's happening the 12th of August. Tickets go on sale May 20 at 12 noon from frontiertouring.com.au. So a lot of very excited people, including Paula. Good morning, Paula. So Paul Kelly, he's on the road again, tour, the East Coast Regional Tour. It'll be going all over the place and here in Coffs Harbour. Sorry, can't say Coffs Harbour, because people are a little bit annoyed. Is one of the locations at the Hoey Moe. So we look forward to that.
The Triple M secret song.
Triple M.
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Ben.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
Yes, good, thank you.
That's good. What's happening, Ben?
Out and about, and then just getting the kids ready for school.
Oh, very good. Very nice.
Yeah.
And how can I help you, Ben?
I just turned the radio on. It said, program your phone. I must be early for the secret song.
Now, Ben.
I know what it is.
You're spot on for the secret song.
Oh, really?
You are. Now, and I heard that you just said that you know what it is.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, well, Ben, $320 today with the Triple M secret song. Thanks to Newcastle Permanent. Have a listen to this. All right, Ben, no pressure. What do you reckon it is?
Okay. I think that is Zed Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times.
Good Times, Bad Times by who?
Led Zeppelin.
No, it's not that one, mate. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ben. Hey, you have a good day, mate, and thanks so much for listening.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
And we'll do it again tomorrow morning. Goes up to $340 thanks to Newcastle Permanent. Rely on Newcastle Permanent for banking that's here for you and here for good.
You're a very rude man who won't listen to the facts.
Triple M.
It's the Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M, and it's Moffy with you this morning. Tops are around about 22 degrees. Possible chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm. We might get that. We're sitting on about 16 degrees at the moment. I wanted to have a chat to John Logan from JLE because there's a whole bunch of shows coming up, including one this weekend at CEX Coffs with the Robertson Brothers, and John's on the line. John, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy.
Well, mate, live shows are back again, and it's kind of coming back to some normality. This Saturday night, we've got a couple of shows with the Robertson Brothers.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see. It's been a terrible 12 months, but things are slowly getting better. And, yeah, we have the Robertson Brothers in town, and the punters have responded incredibly well. We have two shows this weekend. There's two shows on Saturday night, the 8 o'clock show and also a 3 o'clock show. But probably best news of all, Moffy, is that the CX Club have extended the brought in extra seating. So we've got extended seats. So if you missed out and you couldn't get tickets, well, don't worry about that because more seats have been released for both shows. So that'll be incredible.
And that's what I was going to say, because they were sold out, so there are still some tickets left.
Well, it was sold out. We had the 8 o'clock show and that was sold out. But then a second show was announced at 3 o'clock and then all of a sudden restrictions eased up a little bit. So the club allowed us to put extra seats in. So we've got extra seats for the 3 o'clock show and extra seats for the 8 o'clock show. So if anybody wants to come, now's the time to get in and grab your seat. They are selling. You know, it's not sold out, but the tickets are selling very, very well. And look, it's an incredible show, the Robertson Brothers. Ray Hadley rabbits on about it all the time, but he's 100% true. It's an amazing show. There's so much going on stage. And Simon Brooke McLaughlin from the Jersey Boys is in the show. It's three cameras, three video screens. There's so much happening in the show. There's something for everybody in that one.
And that's the thing, for people who don't understand how the show is, it's essentially reenacting your TV, the old school variety shows. And that's the thing. It's not just a bunch of blokes going out on the stage singing songs. They're performing and they're real showmen. It's a great show. So you don't want to miss that one. But the other one as well I'm looking forward to, and unfortunately, obviously, it had to be postponed because of COVID, but that's the Rock Show Oz Edition, which is coming up in June too.
Yeah, that's another rescheduled show, and that one will be happening on the 18th of June. The Rock Show Oz Edition, an all-Australian show, a fabulous thing. This is the band that were basically John English's backing band, and they've been working on a show for 5 years. They're bringing back the Rock Show Oz Edition, which was the show that they were doing just before he passed away. That show will be back in town on the 18th of June. Now, that show also sold out, and CX have just released extra seats for that. So that's a great opportunity for people to come and see it. The band are from all over Australia. I'm sorry, my voice is just a bit croaky there. Steve Mulry is up front singing. That's Ted Mulry's brother. Mm-hmm. And a lovely local girl, Deb Leaney, is also in the show. So a lot of people will be keen to see Deb in the show. That one's on the 18th of June, and extra seats have just been released for that as well.
Yeah, beautiful stuff, mate. Because there's, I mean, plenty of shows coming up, and it's starting to really feel, I think, that vibe with live music and live shows on the Coffs Coast.
Yeah, look, I ask people to please do the right thing with social distancing and hand sanitation and that, because, you know, our industry's been devastated for 12 months. We're just starting to get back on our feet. Live shows are happening again. The best thing is attendances are up across the board. There's a few good ones planned for the future, so please do the right thing, and we should hopefully have more to come.
Lovely stuff, John. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
All right, thanks, Moffy.
All the best. John Logan from JLE this morning, and I cannot wait for these shows, especially this weekend with the Robertson brothers at CEX.
He owns that town, Moffy.
He's the mayor of Coffs Harbour.
Mm. Yep. Triple M.
I pin things to the walls in the studios here, so then that way it takes up, you know, less desk space with all the paper and stuff and the preparation that we put into this number one program on the Coffs Coast. But I've discovered, you know, the pins that you can get, and there is a pin emoji as well. I noticed it on a mate of mine's Instagram, actually. He's got a red pin there next to the name. I don't know what it means, but it's there. And but I found large pins, which I like them much better, because you can get your whole hand around it and just grip it and get that firm grip around it and, you know, stick it in. Anyway, what were we doing? Oh, yeah, Radio Scatterbrain, $70 up for grabs this morning.
Triple M's Radio Scatterbrain, thanks to Coffs Harbour Produce for rural, garden, equine and pet supplies.
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, Moffy, how are you, mate?
I'm very well. Who's this?
This is Josh, mate.
G'day, Josh. What's happening, buddy?
Just doing the school drop-off, mate. You know,
lovely. Very good. Well, Josh, mate, we've got $70 today with Radio Scatterbrain. Could be yours if you can get all 10 categories correct in 60 seconds.
Awesome.
You know how this works. You can't say the same word more than once. You can say pass if you're not sure, and we'll come back if there's still time left at the end, all right?
Yeah, mate, sounds like a plan.
The letter today is P for pig.
All righty, let's go.
Let's do it. All right, the first one, a spice.
Pepper.
A type of stone.
Pass.
Bird.
Pelican.
Coming to Coffs Coast, a singer.
I should know that. Pass.
Associated with budget.
Politics.
Correct. A unisex name.
Pass.
Gladys Berejiklian.
Premier.
Correct. Church.
Pier.
Yes. Something wet.
Something wet. Pavement?
We'll take that. Associated with ink.
Pen.
Correct. A type of stone. And the buzzer's beaten us. You could have had pebbles.
Of course.
Unisex name, Peter.
Yep.
And a singer coming to the Coffs Coast, Paul Kelly, presented by Triple M, Hoey Moe, August 12. And that's how you get a plug in like that.
That's pretty good.
Hey, Josh, can't give you that money today, but you had a fair old crack at it.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for listening.
See you, mate.
Moffy in the morning.
Don't forget you can download the listener app, LISTNR, and you can listen anywhere, anytime, right around the world to Triple M, to all our stations, and you can catch up as well with some of, the full show, in fact, when we come off air just after 9 o'clock. The show from today will be up there for you, so if you missed any or you want to put yourself through it and listen again, we would love you to do that. We would love you to, and tell your friends all about it as well and download it. Makes me look good, you see. Gold Coast will be without some star power when they tackle top of the table Penrith Panthers in the Magic Round on Sunday. This is going to be great this weekend. There's no footy tomorrow night, but then we do have, obviously, all the games kicking off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and all up there in Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium. The Titans' second rower, David Fifita, has been suspended for 2 games after failing to have his grade 2 careless high tackle charge downgraded. You wouldn't have missed that one. Whacked him straight around the head. Unbelievable. And still with league as well, Parramatta enforcer Nathan Brown has locked in his future with a new 2-year deal. He insists that he's happy at the Eels. Are you capable of winning a premiership? Sorry. I think he was serious when he said that. Sorry, I shouldn't have laughed. Anyway, the federal government's second COVID budget shows Australia's economy is recovering at a much faster rate than expected. Unemployment is forecast to drop below 5%, driven by big spending measures. Now, the jobs boom is leading to fewer people on welfare, which will help reduce the deficit by $53 billion. According to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, he says that we've never seen levels like this in decades, since I think about the 70s. Have a terrific day. Thanks for your company this morning and your support as always. Don't forget, like I said, you can catch up with the show and everything else like the Locals Guide on the Listener app by downloading that from where you get your apps.
Bye, Murphy.
I said, hey, Cops Harbour. You got Murphy in the morning. Singing I Love Triple M. Please don't hit snooze again.
You got Murphy in the morning.